Welcome to our Streams International Ministry podcast with Prophet Jared Nusulu, PhD, and Prophetess Gabriella Nusulu. Experience prophetic revelation teachings, personal prophecies, healing, deliverance, breakthrough. You are now listening to a teaching recorded at one of our live church services.
So today is a Sunday which I want to talk about the gift of righteousness. Romans chapter 5, verses number 12, all the way to verse number 21. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to verse number 21. Someone say, I hear you, prophet.
I hear you, prophet.
Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
All right, I want us to read together. One, two, three, go.
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord.
Someone say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, when you look at that passage of scripture, there are three imputations. Someone say, three imputations.
Three imputations.
There are three imputations that I want you to be aware of. What do we mean by imputation? To chop it off. Amputation. Imputation. I know I've got my Malawian beautiful accent. But open your ears and your hearts. There's imputation. There's amputation.
Amen.
These two are different.
Oh, yes.
The one I'm referring to is the imputation. To impute. To impute, it means to take something that does not belong to the person and put it to their account. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to someone else. But this thing is taken and put it to your account.
Wow.
Or put it on you. So when we talk about three imputations, there are three things that have happened in the history of humanity.
Yes.
That have been imputed to someone else although the thing was done by another person. Mm-hmm. So imputation number one is the sin of Adam and Eve. It has been imputed to every human being.
Yes. Amen.
We were not there in the Garden of Eden. I didn't taste the fruit. I didn't even see it. The two of them, they ate it. But their disobedience, don't worry about the eating, it's about the disobedience. Their disobedience has been imputed to every human being born through human means.
Yes.
So when God looks at humanity, even if we were not there in the Garden of Eden, his understanding was the disobedience of Adam and Eve is your disobedience.
Yes.
That's imputation number one. The sin of disobedience of Adam and Eve was imputed upon all humanity. Imputation number two. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, from verse number 14, all the way to verse number 21. I know we know verse number 17. But really, 17 is therefore, if any man be in Christ, which is a conclusion. My mother told me that when you hear the word therefore, it's a conclusion.
Amen.
The story starts from somewhere. Go look for the story. So when you go to verse number 14, that's where you find a bit of the story coming down. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead. Imputation. Imputation.
Oh, yes.
The death of Christ was imputed to you. That's imputation. I don't know if you're hearing what I'm saying.
Oh, yes, we're following.
So, for the love of Christ concerning us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him that died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who hath what? Reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ. And hath what? Given to us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing, that's the word now, not what? Imputing their trespasses unto them. And what has he done? Hath committed to us the word of what? Reconciliation. Next. So then what? We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray thee in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For, why is there a reason? For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So we find two other imputations. The first imputation is the sin of disobedience of Adam was imputed upon all humanity. Second imputation is where now God took the sin of humanity and imputed on Christ.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me? The sin of humanity, God took all of it. There were so many people with so many sins, all of them imputed on one man, Christ. Imputation number two. Imputation number three is where now God took the righteousness of Christ and imputed it on you.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
These are the three imputations in the scriptures. Imputation number one, the disobedience of Adam and Eve imputed on all humanity. Imputation number two, the sins of all humanity imputed on Christ. Imputation number three, where now the righteousness of Christ has been imputed on all humanity. That's why when you are looking at Romans 5:17, it talks about the gift. It's a gift. The gift of righteousness. Given to you without working for it. Given to you without fighting for it.
Yes.
The Bible says people who are not looking for the righteousness of God. People who are not following any law. They were eating pork and pig and everything else. Bacon and everything else. They were not even looking for God. Are you hearing me? Because people confuse Christianity. They think Christianity is a religion. Tell them, ignorant, sir, shut up and sit down.
Amen.
Christianity is not a religion.
Amen.
A religion is a system that people develop to look for a divine being.
Yes.
But Christianity is where the divine being is now coming after humanity.
Oh, yes. Amen.
That's why Christianity is not a religion. It's God looking for you.
Oh, yes.
How did he resolve the issues? He had to take your sin, impute it on Christ, and take the righteousness of Christ and impute it on you. So from that moment when that righteousness was imputed on you, are you hearing me? Without you working for it, without you keeping any law, without you not missing your bacon,
thank you, Jesus.
Baptizing it in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Bacon on toast. And have it for lunch. Pot belly. And have it for dinner. Given the righteousness of Christ, you didn't look for it. It was given to you for free. Are you hearing me? So from that moment when that righteousness was imputed on you, you became righteous. Not of your own works. Not of your own achievement. It is the righteousness of God. You're not hearing me.
Oh yes, I receive.
Imputed it to you. That's why it is a gift.
Oh yes.
Someone say gift.
A gift.
Oh my God. This gift opened up doors for you. You could not enjoy a relationship with God without this gift.
Amen.
Because righteousness is when now there's no more enmity between two. You have attained right standing with God. God can look at you without seeing your iniquity.
Yes.
You're not hearing me.
Oh, yes.
When God is looking at you, he sees a reflection of himself.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're not hearing me. Are you hearing me?
We are following, Papa. I receive.
Isaiah chapter 54. Verse number 17. I know we know that verse. And we use it a lot.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, go.
No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
One more time.
No weapon that is formed against me, thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Because it's English, their righteousness is of me. It doesn't sound very Englishic.
Go deeper, Papa.
Am I right? Because English, we follow rules. Subject, verb, object. The way that sentence is constructed is like my mother tongue. From the end to the beginning. That's why English struggled there. Because it's a Hebrew thought. Saying their righteousness is of me. Doesn't sound very English. But what God is saying there is that these people that he's talking about here, they've got a righteousness. And that righteousness, they didn't attain it. They didn't achieve it.
Yes.
They didn't qualify for it. It is my righteousness which I gave it to them.
Oh, yes.
So because I gave them my righteousness, the Bible says, no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper.
Yes, amen.
And any tongue that rises up in judgment against these people, it shall be condemned.
Oh, yes.
In other words, any tongue that shall rise in judgment against you, it's a liar.
I receive.
Oh.
I receive.
My tazuka doshka teska haza. It is a lying tongue. So it is very dangerous for you to accuse a child of God.
Oh, yes.
It is dangerous for you to accuse a man of God. Even if in front of you you've got evidence of what they did wrong.
Yes, amen.
You have no basis for accusing them. Why? Remember, they got the righteousness without attaining it.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Without working for it. So even if they are walking in a fault, their righteousness is not their own righteousness.
Oh, yes.
It is the righteousness of God.
I receive.
So the moment you open your mouth to begin to accuse a child of God, a man of God, you are a liar.
Wow, wow, wow.
You are a liar. Heaven writes you a liar. Even if you go to heaven and stand before God with your evidence, your video. Nowadays there's clips, your clip. You are a liar.
Wow. Power.
Because the Bible says, every tongue that shall rise in judgment. It doesn't say that shall falsely rise.
Amen.
Let's not put words in the scripture. Because our thinking is telling us, no, whenever we are telling lies against him. No, even if you are saying the truth against the man of God.
Yes.
His righteousness is not what he attained. His righteousness is given to him as a gift, as a child of God.
Oh, yes.
So they may not attend to your standard, but who cares? You are not the standard for righteousness.
Yes, amen.
They may not live up to expectations, but who cares? Who gave you the role to be the center of expectations? Why do you take on the role of Satan? Why do you become a cousin of the devil? Why?
Yes.
They may not attain to your level, but so what?
Yes, amen.
Their righteousness is of me, says the Lord.
Wow.
Therefore, no weapon. Oh, Madaka Sitarakatoya.
Yes, I receive.
Kondes Yahazei.
I receive.
No weapon fashioned against you shall what? Prosper. Even if they think they are justified, even if they think they've got a reason, even if they think they've got a ground and a basis,
oh, yes,
even if they think they've got evidence, and they come before God to present their evidence, are you hearing me? God shall say, shut up and get out of here. Haven't you read in your Bible that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit? For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God is sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. Shout yeah! Haven't you read it in your Bible? Where do people get the audacity of being judges of other people? Where do people get the stupidity in their heads of thinking they can condemn a child of God? Thinking they can point a hand at a man of God? Oh boy, they are in for a surprise.
Oh yes.
Are you hearing me? That's why your Bible says if your brother is in fault, are you hearing me? If they are in fault, don't condemn them. Pray for them. Restore them in love. Talk to them in love. Encourage them in love. Tell them, brother, you have the righteousness of God in Christ. Yes. You can't continue walking that way. Walk this way. Let me intercede for you. Let me make fasting for you. Are you hearing me? Shout yes. Yes. People want to make themselves little gods with their own little heaven in their head. And this one will not enter my heaven. I don't want your heaven anyway.
God, Eva, Papa.
Hey!
Hey!
This one will not enter. Which heaven? Which one? Is it the one where I'm already seated with Christ? When did you take me out of there? When? When? The Bible says I'm already seated with Christ in the heavenly places. So if you're thinking that I'll not make your heaven, that's now you, your auntie, and your uncle's heaven. But as long as the heaven is concerned of the scripture, I am already seated with the Christ in the heavenly places, far above every principality and the power and the mighty and the dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Shout yes.
Yes.
Uh-uh. Say uh-uh.
Uh-uh.
Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Which heaven?
Which heaven?
Righteousness is of me, says the Lord. It is their heritage. It is their inheritance.
Oh, yes.
When they become born again. Do you know why God calls you his child when you become born again? It was easier for God to call you his uncle. Then when you misbehave, it's like, no, it's not my child, that one. But God takes ownership and says, no, 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 this is my child. I am your father. Are you hearing me? Do you know why? Because inheritance is about a child.
Yes.
Being a child of somebody entitles you to inherit.
Oh, yes.
It's about family. It's about family. When you become born again, you join the family of God. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. Are you hearing me? So you join a family of God. You are part of a family of God. So which means his righteousness is now your inheritance.
Oh, yes.
You were born into it. You didn't attain it. You were born into it. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
I was just born into it.
I was just born into it.
Potmos by you there. Potmos by you there. Ah. My God.
Power.
My God. It's not my fault. I was born into it.
Oh, yes.
So you might as well put up with me, neighbor.
Oh, yes.
I was born into it. Shout yes.
Yes.
Deal with it. Are you hearing me? Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Deal with it.
Deal with it.
I was born into it.
I was born into it.
I can't change it.
I can't change it.
This is who I am.
This is who I am.
The righteousness of God.
The righteousness of God.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now someone is thinking, hey, the prophet is giving us a license to sin. Now I know you are not part of the family. Because whoever is born of God committeth not sin. For the seed of God remaineth in him.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me? You tell the devil, no. I belong to the family of God. This is not my portion. So you cannot talk about righteousness and then continue living in sin. It can't. Which family are you born into? You are born into the family of God. Are you hearing me? And the Bible says, for this cause, the Son of Man was manifested, that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. And now you are busy doing the works of the devil. That's incongruent. To destroy means to undo. Luo, the Greek word there is luo. Luo means to undo. To loose. Are you hearing me? Yes. To loose what? The works of the devil. So when you are born into the family now, you begin to clean up. You begin to loose up. You begin to break the bondages. You begin to change your thinking.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me? You have to conform to the way we think in the family, the way we talk in the family, the way we behave in the family. Are you hearing me, somebody? Shout yes.
Yes.
Can I go one level deeper?
Go deeper, Papa.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes.
Someone said because of time.
Because of time.
So the Bible says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. What is the issue? So here the Bible shows you something. That righteousness is a weapon of defense. Righteousness is a weapon of what? Defense. The reason why people are under an attack from the pits of hell is because they're not using righteousness as a weapon of defense.
Wow.
You're not even
here. Godiva Baba.
You see, the issue is when you look at that scripture that talks about physical attacks and the spiritual attacks. When you go up to verse number what? Verse number 15. Okay, let's start from 14. Isaiah 54 from verse number 14. I want you to see something. 1, 2, 3, go.
In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee.
So you see, already there the Bible tells you that this thing called righteousness, it is a protection from oppression. It is a protection from fear. It is a protection from terror. And it further says, these things will not come near you. Why? In righteousness you shall be established. So in other words, you as a child of God, when you are born into the family of God, you need now to begin to understand what is righteousness. You need to be established in that righteousness.
Oh, yes.
What we have today is people have got a vague idea.
Yes.
Of righteousness. They have never taken time to understand what is it. So they vaguely think something about righteousness. Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
They've never come to a point of saying, yep, this is it. I've got it now.
Yes.
But the Bible says this thing called righteousness,
when you're established in it, you are free from oppression.
Oh, yes.
So when the devil comes with his ugly face trying to oppress you, you tell him, time out, sir. Time out, sir. Time out, time out, time out, time out now. Get out of here. I am the righteousness of God.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me? What is an oppression? Oppression. You are sinking down. You are what? Sinking down. What is making you to sink down? Do you know what makes people to sink down? Is not what happens externally. It is what happens internally.
Oh, yes.
You're not hearing
me. Baba.
What makes you to sink down are your thoughts.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
Can you see my height? I am 181 centimeters tall. Are you hearing me? Now, the children of Israel, at my height, when they entered the land of Canaan, they said, when we entered the land, we saw giants. And when the giants looked at us, we were like what? We're like grasshoppers. And when we looked at ourselves, we were like grasshoppers too.
Yes.
So in their heads, they sank so low.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Haven't you seen someone who is a giant physically, but mentally is a grasshopper?
Amen.
Are you hearing me? The sinking, the oppression is not outwardly. The oppression is inwardly. That's why any person who know what they are, even if they may be short, they'll look up and say, you, I will bring you down, you.
Oh,
you
yes. Say,
you go, what? This is short person telling me. They say, try. I will teach you a lesson. Just go, okay, I'm sorry. They know who they are.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
They know who they are. Righteousness protects you from oppression. Righteousness protects you from terror. You see, the Bible says, if God be for us. What is the question? Who can be against us if God is for you? So righteousness is when you have got a right standing with God. You are in right standing with Jehovah God. God is not harboring anything against you. God cannot find anything against you. Are you hearing me? You know that I am in right standing with Jehovah God. Who can be against you? If the only one who could ever condemn you was Christ. The only one who could ever condemn you was who? Christ. But this Christ, instead of condemning you, he took your place.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Instead of condemning you, he began interceding for you.
Oh, yes.
Instead of condemning you, he died for you. Ah. So who is there now to condemn you? Who is there to condemn you? The Bible says, if this God spared not his only child, but gave him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Oh, yes.
The one who could have condemned you, he didn't.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
So I want you to develop an understanding of righteousness.
Oh, yes.
Look at the next verse. Behold, they shall come, they shall surely come together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for your sake. You're not hearing me.
Oh, yes.
Say, neighbor.
Never.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
To fight against me.
To fight against me.
Luke 16. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his what? Work. In other words, these are now physical dimension. They are yes. producing physical weapons to attack you. Now the other side for his, and I have what? Created the waster to destroy. This is now a spiritual dimension.
Yes.
You are not hearing me.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me? This is now what? A spiritual dimension. Now what is the conclusion? No weapon, whether physical or spiritual, shall what? Prosper against you. And every tongue, whether it's a legal matter, even if they take you to court, you're not hearing
yes.
me.
Oh, yes.
You are not hearing me. Even if they take you where? To court. This is a legal matter.
Oh, yes.
The Bible says they shall still be liars.
Oh, yes.
Why? This is your heritage as the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So righteousness is a weapon of defense. Someone say weapon of defense.
Weapon of defense.
One more time, say weapon of defense.
Weapon of defense.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. We'll read from verse number 10 to verse number 18, and then I'm done. Someone say revelation.
Revelation.
Popping like popcorn.
Popping like popcorn.
The Bible says what? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Remember that word? You shall be established in what? Righteousness. In other words, be immovable. Be unshakable.
Oh, yes.
You stand your ground. It doesn't matter how things feel like. You stand your what? Your ground. It doesn't matter how loud the voice of the devil may say, you have made a mistake. Stand your ground. Shut up. Stand your ground. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles. Did you see that? You may be able to what? Stand against what? The wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But against what? Principalities. Against what? Powers. Against what? Rulers of the darkness of this world. Against what? Spiritual wickedness. Where? In high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the what? Evil day. And having done all to what? To stand. What is an evil day? An evil day is a day when the devil orchestrates multiple attacks from different angles.
Wow.
He will summon the demons in the ocean. He will summon the demons in the mountain. He will summon the demons under the ground. They will all come up with an attack against you, combined attack.
Wow.
It's like now we are talking about the Australian defense. Well, the Navy are involved. The aerial guys are involved. The land guys are involved. Are you hearing me? So you are being bombarded from the air, from the water, from the land. This is an evil day. I know you know that these days they come. There's a day when you get attacked in your finances, in your health, in your family, in your prayer. You go, what is going on? Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
Just know that the evil day has come. But the Bible says, take the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. Are you hearing me? Shout yes. An
And having done all to what? To stand. People make the mistake. They fight. When the battle is over, they collapse. That's an error. The Bible says what? Having done all to stand. Tell the devil, listen, devil, it doesn't matter. You attack me from the air, you attack me from the water, you attack me from the land. I'm going to have the final laugh. I'm going to have the final laugh. I'm going to have the final laugh. I'm going to stand my ground. Shout yes. Are you hearing me? Having done all to what? To stand. He knows if he only attacks using water demons, they'll not succeed. If he uses aerial demons, they'll not succeed. If he uses land demons, they'll not succeed. So he has to bring all of them at the same time. You are being attacked from the air, from the land, from the water. You don't know where to go. Even people who are saying they were going to stand with you, they walk away from you. They back away out of your life. They leave you exposed. Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
But don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. The Bible says, having done all to what? To stand. Say, I'm unstoppable.
I am unstoppable.
Say, I'm dangerous.
I am dangerous.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand. Stand ye therefore, having your loins girded about with the belt of truth. Ritakataya maseteriazo. Riake sahatia. Kunda setoska manderia haya. Shout yes.
Yes.
Your loins. Someone say your loins.
Your loins.
Why are your loins so important? Your loins, they symbolize your strength. Your strength is in the truth. Your loins, this is where your strength is. Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
That's why when you break here, you are done. This part is useless. This part is useless. So here, you die. Have you ever seen people doing heavy weight lifting? Where do they tie the belt?
Oh, yes.
Because it's heavy lifting. You put the truth there. Okay. Yeah. And then having on what? You're not hearing me. Is that in your Bible?
Oh, yes.
Is that in your Bible?
Oh, yes.
Having on what? The breastplate of righteousness. I told you righteousness is a weapon of defense.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But now it's not a defense in your head. It's not a defense in your legs. It's a defense where? Here. Where you protect the vitals. That's why when you go into the army or the police, you see them wearing a vest.
Yes,
bulletproof what? Bulletproof vest. But you're asking, so what about their head? What about their legs? They only wear here. They protect the vitals.
Yes.
Are you hearing me? What are they protecting? The vitals. God also understands that as a child of God, your vitals are very important. Because when you look at Romans chapter number 10, there's something the Bible says there. If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto what? Righteousness. Oh,
And with the mouth, confession is made unto what? Salvation. So when God gave you the breastplate of righteousness, He is protecting your heart. You have to guard your heart with all diligence.
Oh, yes.
For out of it are the issues of life. Are you hearing me? But how do you protect your heart? You protect your heart using what? Righteousness. Because the heart is an area of believing. If you lose your faith, you are finished. You are finished. Jesus told Peter, Peter, listen, the devil wanted to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that when you have been strengthened, you can also strengthen your brothers.
Yes.
What was the issue? What was the issue? The issue is simple. When the devil is attacking your heart, he wants to bring in unbelief, self-condemnation.
Yes.
Self-doubt.
Oh, yes.
You even doubt your own prayer that you prayed for forgiveness. And you even doubt that you received forgiveness. You think you are still under condemnation.
Oh, yes.
You see now. So when the devil says, na, 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 you are under condemnation. You say, ah, yeah, I think you are right. You are true. Why? Because you have been attacked in your heart.
Yes, amen.
You have to protect your heart with the righteousness of God. Are you hearing me? It doesn't matter how things may look like. It doesn't matter how bad the situation may sound. Listen to me. As long as you're a child of God, born again of the Spirit of the living God, there's no weapon fashioned against you that shall prosper. Are you hearing me? Shout yes.
Yes.
Whether it's a financial weapon, things may look bad, but it's for a season. The Bible says, weeping and mourning may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Shout yes. You see what the devil does? The devil tells you, you are finished, just kill yourself. You see, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excess of the power might be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Are you hearing me? We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. Are you hearing me? Shout yes. You are beyond destruction.
I receive.
It doesn't matter how bad anything may do to you.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me? And the devil tried to convince you that you are finished, you are done. You can never rise again. But listen to me, listen real well, real good. As long as you have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you shall rise again.
I receive.
You shall rise again.
I receive.
You shall rise again.
I receive.
Your finances will rise again. Your joy will rise again. Your health will rise again. Shout yes. Ah. Someone say, ah. It doesn't matter what people may do to you. Are you hearing me? They may terminate your career. They may fire you from the job. You may have loans here, loans there. Nowhere to turn. But listen to me. As long as you have the righteousness of God, you are rising again. I said you are rising again. I said you are rising again. Shout yes. Ah. Someone say ah.
Ah.
You see. Say finish now.
We are hungry for more, Papa.
Can I go one level deeper?
Go deeper.
You see, when we go through the list of those weapons there, we've talked about the breastplate of what? Righteousness. And what is next? Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Next. And take what? Above all, take what? The shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able what? To quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Next. And take what? The helmet of salvation.
and the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The Word of God. Listen to me. And then the Bible says, praying always without prayer and supplication. Listen to me. There is one weapon missing. Say, which one? Your back. There's no weapon for your back. They haven't given you any weapon for your back. They haven't given you a weapon for the back.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Let me show you something. Can I show you something?
Godiva, Baba.
In other words, God, Jehovah, God, G-O-D, never thought you are going to show your back to your enemy.
Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, yes.
Oh, boy. Are you hearing me? Refuse to show the devil your back.
Oh, yes.
Keep marching forward. It doesn't matter what he's shooting at you. Keep going forward. It doesn't matter how many weapons are coming at you. Keep going forward. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Say never. Keep marching forward. You are not hearing me. Say neighbor.
I said.
Keep marching forward. You see, Moses made that mistake. When they came to the Red Sea, he told the children of Israel to stand still. Very prophetic. Ah, stand still. You shall see the deliverance of the Lord. For the Egyptians you see today, you shall see them no more. Can I prophesy? God said, Moses, shut up. You think I'm making it up, eh? Can I show you where it is?
Go deeper, Papa.
You know it's in your Bible. I know you think by prophet, you are making it up. Let me show you. Exodus chapter 14. Verse number 13, 14 and 15. Kabaya Zataya Kesa.
I receive.
We'll go the way to verse number 16. Because there's something God is going to do today.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
Say never.
Never.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Anything can happen anytime.
Anything can happen anytime.
Look at one, two, three, go.
And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And Moses said,
14,
the Lord shall fight for you and ye shall hold your peace.
But God says, no, Moses, that's wrong instruction. I don't fight for people who stand still. Oh, you're not hearing me.
Oh, yes.
That's wrong instruction, Prophet Moses. I don't fight for people who are stand still. Let me show the people I fight for. Look at the next verse. One, two, three, go.
And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me?
In other words, Moses, shut up. Why are you crying unto me?
Oh, yes.
Tell the children of Israel that they should what? They should go forward. Oh, you're not hearing me.
Oh, yes. Wow, wow, wow.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Go forward.
Go forward.
Are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
Don't show your enemy your back. Even if the bullets are coming from there. Do you know which way you go? You keep going forward.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me? You've got a breastplate of what?
Oh,
righteousness.
Yes.
No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Forward.
Forward.
Are you hearing me? So many people get killed in their fight of faith. By making one mistake. When the going gets so tough, they turn around.
Oh, yes.
And give the enemy their back.
Oh, yes.
There's no shield there.
So the devil finishes them. But the brother is a brother of faith. They know she's a sister of faith. No. They committed one fatal error. And that was to turn around and expose their back. But as long as you refuse to turn back.
Oh, yes.
As long as you refuse to back down.
Oh, yes.
As long as you refuse to walk back, to go backward. Are you hearing me? As long as you keep on going where? Forward. Can I prophesy to you?
Prophesy.
Can I prophesy to you? You're going to emerge a winner.
I see.
Because in the realm of the spirit.
Oh, yes.
What matters is not the first chapter of your book.
Oh, yes.
What matters is not the second chapter of your book. Or the middle of your book. What matters is the last chapter of your book.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me? What does the last chapter talk about you? You are more than a conqueror. Shout yes. Listen. People may talk about your first chapter, that you were born under a mango tree, but who cares where you were born? People may talk about your second chapter, that you went under in your business, went under in your career, you went under in your health, but that second chapter, are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
But keep going forward.
Oh, yes.
Because one thing I know, there is resurrection power. There's resurrection power. You shall be resurrected again.
Oh, yes.
You shall rise again. You shall rise again. Are you hearing me? So I'm more than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror.
Say, I'm unstoppable.
I am unstoppable.
I am the righteousness of God.
I am the righteousness of God.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
So we're going to make a prayer.
Oh, yes.
We're going to make the voice of the enemy narrow and void today.
Oh, yes.
Every condemning voice today, we're going to paralyze it.
Oh, yes.
Any weapon the devil's been using to attack you with, we're going to paralyze it.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me? Say, oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Today.
Today.
I decree and I declare.
I decree and I declare.
Every condemning voice.
Every condemning voice.
Of the devil.
Of the devil.
Be paralyzed.
Be paralyzed.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Come on.
Thank you for listening. To keep in touch with our ministry, visit our website at www.streams.org.au and follow us on all social media platforms at streams.international. It is a blessing to share with you all our prophetic revelation teachings, and it's our prayer to see you transform into mature sons of God. Share this podcast with your friends and family. Be blessed, and until next time, Shalom.